Welcome to the Faith Church Podcast. On this podcast, Pastor David Crank helps us understand that God's Word is still relevant and has all the wisdom and guidance to help us figure out the crazy ups and downs in life. If you want to hear practical and inspiring biblical teachings, be sure to subscribe so that you can hear the latest message every week. And wherever you're listening from today, we believe God is going to speak to you and bless your life. Here's Pastor David with the message.
Come on, give it up for Jesus at all campuses. Come on, Florida, Weldon, Ferguson, online, everybody. Hey, look at your neighbor as you're seated and tell him, say, man, you're extremely good looking. Come on, tell him that just by faith. Just say it by faith. I've found that people love that if you tell them they're good looking, or nobody gets mad when you tell them, have you lost weight? Have you ever noticed that? Yeah, my pastor always says, he tells people, I used to weigh 300 pounds. And they're like, man, you look good. So he just lies about it, you know, and that just makes me feel good. Hey, this weekend's going to be so much fun, and next weekend's going to be amazing. This next weekend, it's important that you invite your friends that don't know Jesus, or they've stepped away from Jesus, or they don't think church is a place for them. Today on the way in, you were probably offered some of these cards. If you weren't, on the way out, get them. When you go to Starbucks or you're in your pajamas and you go to Walmart, come on, take these with you. Put them on cards. Invite people, because here's the deal. All the research has shown that people are just one ask away from a life change, from going to church. And by the way, this is the coolest church in the world. You know it. You know it. You know it. So be a part of that. This weekend is going to be really great, because once a year, we dedicate one weekend, and it sounds actually kind of bad, to say this weekend is solely about Jesus' birthday. I was thinking this week about the birthdays, and you know, when somebody passes on, you might remember them on their birthday, but nobody really has a birthday party. Nobody brings gifts because you're gone. But this is another proof that Jesus is alive and well. He is seated at the right hand of the Father. Somebody ought to give God praise today, and he's in your life. So Jesus is the reason for the season. So years ago, a few years back, we decided that our checkbook needed to reflect and our life needed to reflect that, hey, this was about Jesus. And so if our checkbook doesn't reflect that and it's his birthday, then we need to kind of recalibrate. Can I get an amen on that? I know you believe that. So the scripture I want to go to first is in Matthew 2, it says, On coming into the house, they saw a child with his mother, Mary. They bowed down and worshiped him. Everybody shout, what'd they do? They worshiped him, which is what you're doing today. Then they opened up their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. Number one, when you walk in and you see a little baby, how many of y'all know you'd immediately change your voice? Anybody know that? You're like, oh, what a little baby. Is that a cute little baby? It could be a grown muscle man. You're like, oh, what a little baby. If you don't, if you're like, hey, what's up, dude? That's a psychopath, okay? So they came in and they're seeing Jesus, but this isn't just an ordinary baby. This is Jesus, the one that they're seeing the star, the one that was prophesied about. And they said, we're going to worship him. And one of the ways that we're going to worship him is in the form of giving gifts. I love the scripture that says, you know this, it's more blessed to give than to receive. And if you are a giver, you know, I'm the type of giver too that I just can't wait. Like, if I buy Nicole something for her birthday, it may be a month away, but I'm like, hey, I bought your birthday present today. Do you know what it, you want to know what it is? She's like, no, I don't want, I know you know, you want to know. And I'm like, hey, just unwrap it right now. Let's just get it over with, because I love the way it makes me feel. Anybody like that? Raise your hand if you like that. The rest of you stingy people are like, no, I don't even like giving gifts away. But God created on the inside of you, each and every one of us, to say, hey, it's more blessed, it feels good to give. That comes from God. You got it from your Father. I want you to know also that your Father loves you. And he loves you so much, and he loves me so much. If we were the only people in the whole world, he would not forgo the opportunity to die just for you. It's really hard to believe. I want to pause the sermon for a minute and say that don't withhold also praise from people. On the way to church today, I know I shouldn't be texting and driving, but I was through voice text. And you can send me a letter if you want, but it's not going to change my bad behavior. And so I texted and I told one of our campus pastors in Florida, he was sick today, Gabe, and so my daughter-in-law, Morgan, she had to go up and host the service. So on the way, I said, hey, I heard that Gabe was sick, and I don't know what it would be like to have unintelligent daughters. Both you and Ashton are geniuses. Do you know what it feels like to have a daughter like you that can handle all these situations? I love you so much. How do you think that made her feel? Well, she sent a whole big thing. Oh, I love you so much. You would give women shots. Nobody in the megachurch world lets women on stage. Look at you, blah, blah, blah. And it was more blessed to give than receive. And by the time she was done, I thought, I am pretty awesome. So don't withhold good words about people that you love. How many times have you done that where you thought something, but you didn't say something? Raise your hand. Have you ever eaten here and said, I want to say it. Just say it. If it's good, if it's stupid, shut up. Well, this is what is happening. They're coming before Jesus, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and they said, man, we're going to worship him, but not just in word. We're going to demonstrate it by bringing honor through the practice that's rooted in gifts. You know, when you really love somebody, you have their heart. And if you have their heart, you have something deeper. You have everything that they have and they possess. Sometimes, though, we think that we're bad, you know, and I got a video I'm going to show just a second of my daughter. She's got one big tooth and one little tooth, so it's been a while, but I want you to see this, her question to me.
Do you think I'll be in the nice list?
What?
Do you think I'll be
in the nice list? I think you will. Not if you do that, though. That'd be disqualifying right there for sure.
How cute was that child? Come on, somebody. That's such a cute child. She said, if you might have missed it, she said, do you think I'm going to be on the nice list? And then immediately she got aggravated and started acting like her mother. Can I get an amen? And I said, hey, you can't act like that. Not if you're acting that way. But here's what I want you to know. So many times you guys and me, myself, all of us, we get to thinking that we're on the not nice list. Just because we don't do nice doesn't mean that we're not on the nice list when it comes to Jesus. His grace is so sufficient and it's so overwhelming and his love is so far reaching that he gave his only son just for you. So let's get the record straight. You're on the good list. Look at your neighbor and say, I knew it. I was on the good list, right? So don't introspect or overanalyze yourself. Sometimes Ashton as well, think about this. I'm talking about my daughter a lot today because I was looking for that video and it brought up some pictures. And I noticed something else too is she would give me gifts that were already mine. She didn't have a job. Anybody ever had a kid give you a gift, you know, or God forbid they make you breakfast. Anybody ever got breakfast in bed and you're like, I dare not go to the kitchen. Come on. Looks like a bomb went off. Made you breakfast in bed, and Ashton had a little lift when he was little. He came in, and he said, I got you a gift, and she brings me what is mine. I bought those cowboy boots 10 years ago. But she had kind of makeshift wrapped it, and she gave me what was mine. Now, I didn't refuse the gift. I received the gift because it was so sweet that she thought of me, and she brought me the gift. But if you think about it, isn't that really the way it is with us and God? We're like, hey, I went to work, I got a job, I gave you the breath, I gave you the britches. Hey, I went to, and you're coming in and you're giving him which what is really actually already his. So when we return something like the tithe, a lot of our church does that. The tithe means 10th. You're bringing 10% of your income to God, and that does all the great things at our church and reaches people around the world and builds more churches. But then when you're saying, hey, I want to offer you something, Jesus, once a year, I'm going to push forward and I'm going to say, this is not about my birthday. It is about your birthday. And I'm going to once a year for sure bring you a gift that is the sacrifice of mine. Everybody shout amen to that. Again, one last little picture I'll show you. Ashton, she bought me a hat. And she bought me a scarf. I dare not wear this. I look so stupid. I can't believe I'm even going to show it to you. But she did this, and she dressed me for these photos. And now that I look at it, I realize that she was watching King of Queens a lot back then. Come on, somebody. Because, I mean, is that not true? Am I lying about this? What? So now you can take it down. I don't want to look at it anymore. But again, here's the point. She said to me, hey, I bought you a gift with our money. She called my money our money.
I didn't have a lot of money when me and Nicole got married, and she made a lot more money than me, and I kind of did the same thing. I called it our money. But she bought a gift to get. It meant a lot to her. I had to wear it in the photos. I'm still paying for it today, but she bought it with our money. And here's what I want you to get a hold of. Make sure that you never get to thinking, and I never get to thinking, that actually our breath is from us, that our life is from us, that your beautiful family, that the heritage that you have, all of these are a million reasons why we need to lift up our hands and give God praise and thanksgiving and say, God, thank you for what you've done. Thank you for how you saved me of stuff that I didn't even know was going to happen. If you're smart at all, you know God will be with you. A young man over here, he owns the biscuit joint. Stand up real quick. This guy right here, he's beautiful. He owns the biscuit joint. Everybody should go. All the cool hip people go to the biscuit joint. And his mom and dad discovered like Heidi Klum and a million different other models. And so they're just beautiful people. And his dad, this last week, had brain surgery here in St. Louis. And I was amazed at how strong he was and how brave he was. Actually, he was stronger than I was in this situation. Like, I got this. As soon as it was done, a few hours later, he was sending me pictures from the hospital room. Head bandaged going, got it. God took care of me. He brought me all the way through. And he had biscuits from the biscuit joint. Come on, somebody. That'll help you right there. Somebody ought to give God good praise today. My point is today, even though his father is in the hospital, he's here worshiping God because his dad came to church and his mom came to church. Now he came to church. That's called legacy. Legacy matters. What you do, your family will do. And God forbid something bad happened to you, but there are things sometimes that come up that are challenges. But I have found this. When you honor God and you're putting God in the center of your life, he will show up and show out and bring you out with no fear, and it'll be over quicker than you think. Come on, somebody. And God will make you stronger quicker than you think because he's a good God. Somebody ought to give God some radical praise today. I'm feeling grateful. What about you, huh? C.S. Lewis, this quote, I love this quote. He says, every faculty you have, your power of thinking or moving your limbs from moment to moment, given to you by God. If you devoted every moment of your whole life exclusively to his service, you could not give him anything that was not, in a sense, already his. So just think about that. How we breathe, how we operate, the money we make, the resources we have, it actually all belongs to God. And here's what I'm so proud of you today at Weldon, Ferguson, all the campuses. I'm so proud today when I look out and I think about Scott Criswell sitting there with his family every week on the front row of Weldon. I remember he told me something. We'll talk about it in a few weeks even more because we're getting ready to enter into the year of multiplication. And there was a time where Earth City, there's only so much parking there, and it's massive. I'll go preach there in a minute, come back here and preach at 11:30 and go there at 12:30. I mean, it's incredible. But the parking somewhat is a bit of a challenge. And right next door, there was a piece of land that was for sale, and we could have bought it. And I asked Scott, I said, hey, Scott, do you think we should buy that? And he said, when I think about that, I think of addition. I think that it would add some parking. But when I think about if we bought a church in Weldon, it would be multiplication. By bringing his business mind into my non-business mind, I'm a preacher. Somebody ought to shout, yes, you are. Come on, someone, make me feel good. Oh, yeah, you sure are. You're a preaching machine. I expect more than that. You didn't even get me a card at Pastor Appreciation Day. Come on, man. Yes, you are. I got to tell you this story. It doesn't fit in the sermon. It's going to take out my time, but I got to make it quick. We're at Ritz-Carlton because my daughter's boyfriend, he works there, and we go there because sometimes he gives us good deals, you know? So we went in, and he said, hey, have you ever been to the cigar lounge? I said, no, I've never. He said, there's a private area where all these people go, and only certain people get to go, and you go in there, and there's cabinets of wine and everything. I said, yeah, we'll go. So we're done with our meal, and we go in, and there's a bunch of guys. It's kind of a smoky room. They're all there smoking their cigars, and they walk in, and some of them look at me, and the one guy gets up, and he said, hey, Paris, because he's wanting to see Nicole. And he said, hey, Paris, who's this? And he says, this is Nicole Crank. And he said, oh, yes, it is. Nothing to do with my sermon, but when I said, oh, yeah, I just brought it back. I apologize. I'll cut that out next time, all right? Somebody shout amen. Cut it out, all right? So what you need to realize is when you bring more people into your life, that can see things that you don't see, it expands your reach. It expands your probability for multiplication. So people that are sitting at Weldon today, if I would have had it my own way, if I would have done what I thought I should do, I would have just bought that land and that would have locked us up financially and there would have been addition, but there wouldn't have been multiplication. So may I say sometimes when we go to church and we're like, oh yeah, well, I give my tithe, but there is a place in your life where God wants to expand your mind. And he wants to say, hey, I want to bring an anointing into your life, and it's going to cost you something at least once a year when you give to God. And then let's take money out of the equation, and let's just talk about you for one second. God really ultimately just wants you. I didn't want my daughter's money. She didn't have any money. What I wanted was her thinking about me, giving me gifts. Does that make sense to you? And what God wants out of you is exactly what you did today. You got up, you took a shower, brushed your teeth, soaked your dentures. I don't know what you did, but you got here today. Give it up for yourself, going to church and giving God your all and building a legacy. Let's go to the scripture in John chapter 12. You know the story about Mary. It says Mary took about a pint of pure nard. This isn't Jesus' mother. This is a different Mary, who actually had a little bit of an issue in her life and a checkered past. She took an expensive perfume and she poured it on Jesus' feet. An expensive, sacrificial, some say a whole year's salary. Expensive perfume, and she poured it on his feet, and then she wiped his feet with her hair, and then the house was filled with a fragrance. Notice that Mary brought something to offer Jesus that cost her a lot. And then she actually put her whole heart and soul and her hair into it. And then it brought up a savory fragrance. When you come to church and when you honor God, and then once a year we say, hey, God, we're bringing a Jesus offering to you to help girls that are need to be rescued out of sex trafficking, to help the missionaries in third world countries, to do all the great things that we're doing. When you're doing that, it brings up a fragrance to God. And it makes him happy. It honors God when you honor God. And God ultimately is a giver. We see this exemplified when Jesus came down the staircase of heaven. For God so loved the world that he gave. So we're most like God when we're giving. I want to dig just a minute deeper on legacy. Yesterday I heard a conversation between Nicole and Ashton, and they were talking. Ashton was at Target. In fact, when I die, I want to be buried there, so she comes and sees me. And she was at Target, and she was buying things that were on the Christmas tree list for some kids that are underserved. And I heard this conversation in exchange that could only be explained with legacy. Why this girl would take her own money, because she does have a job now, and would go buy gifts for kids. And she's like, do you think this is a good gift? It was like $50. And this other gift for the other kids is like $50. And she said, Mom, I'm just running it through the filter that you've always taught me. If this is the only gift that this poor kid gets, will they absolutely love it? Man, that hit my heart. Because I realized that Nicole had poured that into Ashton. And that's the question that you and I have to ask today. If our kids and our grandkids, in time, live out their life of faith, will they leave the legacy that you would be proud of? Or will you look back at the end of your life and go, wait a minute, I should have done more with what I had in my hand that was actually on God's heart. See, God has a heart. Well, you say, well, it's kind of hard to buy some stuff for Christmas for some people. Some people got it all. Have you been there where you're like, they've got it all, I don't want to buy them? Raise your hand. Okay. Well, so I'm one of those guys, and I mean, he buys what he wants or whatever. So it's tough. You say, well, what would you get? What would you get God? Well, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, so that no one would perish. So why do we build churches? Why do we change lives? I mean, because there are times in your life to where this church has probably impacted you in a great way. Do not raise your hand if it's not true, but raise your hand at every campus if you're like, man, this church has helped me and my family, okay? Well, I was like a little boy, and there's still a scar on my head right here. I was running up the stairs at 426 Herc by Rivet Appair in Lime, and I busted my head wide open. My dad came home, and immediately he prayed for me, and the second thing he did was, while he was praying, was got me in a car and got me to a hospital. And they stitched it up. They did a horrible job, but they stitched it up. But you know, people are hurting and they're dying. And say, so why would you put a church in Illinois? It's because hell hates it that Faith Church is going in Illinois and changing people's lives and bringing families together and telling them there's a good God. Come on, somebody. Because somebody's going to have a brain surgery and they need to know God's going to heal them, deliver them, and set them free. That's why we do what we do. Why do we do it? Because that's what God wants us to do. So when you're giving and you're generous, that fragrance goes up before God, and it really, really makes a difference. There's another passage I want you to look at in 2 Samuel 24, 24. And it says, I will offer the Lord, my God, sacrifices that cost me nothing. I'm not going to offer God sacrifices that cost me nothing. What does it cost you? Have you ever, I just thought of this, I haven't worked it all through my head, but it just went through my head. You know how it is when I do that, I go, squirrel. Okay. Have you ever like seen somebody, or maybe you had given them a lot, but in your mind it kind of did hurt you, or in your heart it hurt you because they really didn't reciprocate. Am I making myself clear on that? It's just like, man, you know, it's a, and you hate to admit that, like, yeah, it's not, you're not supposed to give with the intent to give, but it is somewhat offensive. You like give your heart, your soul, the heart and soul, and the person doesn't give back, or they don't stop and say, hey, man, what a mighty thank you. If you don't have money, you got words to tell people what it is. So when you come to God, God's not wanting your money. What he really wants is your heart. But if he gets your heart, most likely, he's got your wallet, because I can guarantee you my daughter has my wallet. In fact, I don't even know where it is, come to think of it. They don't do that actually with wallets now, you know. They just use your credit card that's on their phone, and then they tell you, if you don't know this, you'll have adult children that'll have your credit cards on their stuff so they can buy, just be ready for this, so they can buy stuff for you conveniently. But then if you don't look at your statement conveniently, you're like, I didn't get an Uber and go to Ruth Chris Steakhouse in New York. Oh, I accidentally put it on your card. Yeah, I bet you did. Now this is just therapy. Again, cut that out. I'm just mad right now. It has nothing to do with God. But again, what I'm trying to prove a point, that when God has your heart, then he has all of you. And when somebody makes a sacrifice to give you something, it makes a difference. Nicole was in a third world country recently, and she was giving candy to all these kids. You might remember the story. And this one little kid came up, this little girl, and gave her all the M&Ms. And Nicole, because she was little, thought that, oh, she's giving me the M&Ms so I can feed her, which she would have loved to do. But the little girl was like, no, I want you to have them. What? You have nothing, and you want me to have the only thing that you have? Little girls in an orphanage. I'm just here to tell you that we're making an impact in people's lives, and God sees that, and when he sees it, it makes his heart glad when you're saying, I'm not going to hold on to everything I got. I'm going to give you my heart. I'm going to give you my mind. I'm going to give you my voice. I'm going to give you my eyes. I'm going to give you my ears. I'm going to give you my legs, God. You gave me all of this, so I can only say, God, if it were not for you, I would be a sinner on my way to hell, but thank God I'm now a saint on my way to heaven because of your blood. And God, we give you praise, and we give you glory. It is your birthday. Give him praise. Praise in the house of God today. Wow. Now, I've got a statement that I want to get it right. It's incapable, because it's an inescapable reality that we brought nothing into the world, and we certainly can't take anything out. You hear of all these billionaires. Oh, this billionaire, how much money did he leave? He left it all, okay? You leave it all. You never take it with you. But when you do leave a legacy with your kids, when you leave a legacy at your church, one thing that it really does is it gets rid of the spiritual risk of you being so, and me, being so self-absorbed that we tend to think about us first. And I know we think about us first, and here's the test. I think it's the best one. Anybody ever seen a group photo? Who's the first person you look for? Come on, you liar. You know who it is. You're like, take it again. Take it again. I wasn't sucking it in. Take it again. I was doing this. Take it again. I was blinking. And then if there's one of you that's good, the rest of the family could look like slobs. And you're like, we're going with that one. That was the Christmas card. Come on. Am I telling the truth right now? There's not a kid in here that's not like, I hated it, but mom got her way because she looked young. But we're self-absorbed. We tend to do that. It's just nature and sin in us that makes us want to think about ourselves and buy for ourselves. And there's a good part in it that we need to protect ourselves. But at the same time, you don't have to look at yourself when God, your Father, is looking out for you. And I don't know what you're going through today. Maybe a divorce. Maybe cancer, maybe a setback, but I do know this. You're not just going through it, you're going to it. You're going to go from glory to glory, faith to faith, victory to victory. And when you put Jesus right in the middle, come on somebody, where he belongs, it'll change your life. And it gives you, in business, they always talk about an ROI. What's return on investment? There's an EROI, the internal return on investment. I think about my dad who's in heaven today, and he went on to be with the Lord at 56. It's real quick of cancer. And there's not really, when he first died, there wasn't a moment I didn't think about him, and then there wasn't a day I didn't think about him, and then there wasn't a week I didn't think about him. He's not always on my mind, but little things I do that trigger even the way I move my hands or different things, like, oh my God, I look like, have you ever looked in the mirror and thought, oh my God, I look like my dad. I look like my mom. Come on, ladies, I look like my grandma. I got a beard. Come on, somebody, help me with this. So there's things that happen. But the greatest thing my dad could have ever given me, the greatest gift he gave me, was showing me the way to Jesus and the way to his church and how to try to use your life to affect somebody else's life. Because there's not every day I wake up and think, oh, I want to go preach, or I want to go sign my name to more debt. And I want to, no, I just wake up and say, hey, let's, no. There's a conscious choice that we make, and I think I make enough dumb decisions in my life that I try to make some smart ones here, and the smartest decision you could ever, ever make in your whole life is honoring God and honoring him before your family. And before my grandkids, they're little bitty dudes. I got this little four-year-old who's wild. He's just buck wild, and I love it. Like, I don't know, I encourage his craziness. This week in Florida, he was on a stage about like this. There was about 400 kids on stage and about 800 people in the audience at the school that he's at. And he's about five rows back, and it's dark, and he can't see any of us. And you hear him, but he got quiet, and he said, Daddy! And I thought, oh, God, we're in trouble. And he made it through one song with him. And then by the second song, it was like, Jesus, it's your birthday. And I could see it. He couldn't see us. And he started pushing people out of the way. And he started pushing people all the way down. And I'm like, look, you know what? That's a real leader right there. He said, I'm done with it. I'll give you one song, but I'm not giving you two. I am out of here. I'm videoing it. I'm posting the calls. Like, don't post that. It makes him look bad. I'm like, no, it makes him look like a leader. He knew what he wanted to do. And by God, he got off the stage because he was done. My voice having this cold, it sounds like puberty. That was supposed to be done. It was like, none! But that little legacy, he's learning scriptures at the school. He's going to church. He's at church today. What's that do for us? It passes on to this world in America that needs Jesus now more than ever. The government is not the answer. It's good to have good government, but you know the answer is only found in that guy right there. Come on, Jesus, who died on a hillside called Calvary for you and I, Jesus that was born of a virgin birth. Our whole lives should be spent telling our kids and their kids and their kids' kids that Jesus is not a way. He is the only way, the truth, and the life. Can I get a church that believes that today? Oh, yeah, come on. We can't get ticklish on this, guys. There aren't many ways to heaven. There's only one way, and his name is Jesus. And we love all people. In fact, what's really cool is, you know, you can be seated, almost done. We do these buckets. I want to show these buckets, you know. And so we just started this thing, if you haven't been here on Vision Sunday, and we started saying, okay, here's these buckets, and we're going to knock these buckets out one at a time. And how many of y'all can see us paying all those off? And right now we're in this portico thing, and so I was told Tuesday night I wasn't here, but Micah had met a woman at church Tuesday night, and I said, oh, video yourself, and I want everybody to see why the portico is important. Watch this video.
I was talking to a dream teamer not too long ago, and they were telling me about a friend of theirs that's Buddhist, and they've been inviting them to Faith Church, and they just wouldn't come. And one Tuesday, they were at West County Center. That's a mall here in St. Louis. And they're there, they're shopping, and the Buddhist friend turns to the person that goes to Faith Church, and they said, hey, maybe after this, we should get a cup of coffee. And that friend said, hey, I know the perfect place we can go. It's only about 13 minutes away. Let's head there. And they drove them to the Sunset Hills campus, and they're in the portico. They got their coffee, and when service started, they went into the service on a Tuesday night. What's so amazing is that Buddhist friend, when they left the service, they had goosebumps, they said, all over their arms. And they said, I don't know what happened, but I've got goosebumps. And that person that goes to Faith Church said, I know exactly what happened. You serve a God that's dead, but we serve a God that's alive and active and showed up in that place, and you encountered him tonight. And that's what I love about the portico. And each and every one of these buckets that are represented for the Fairview Heights campus and the Lake Worth campus, all of them represent an opportunity for people to come into the church, experience the power of God, and see their life change forever.
Come on, give it up for Jesus and what you did. And then we're going to sing a song here in a minute as we prepare to give our Jesus offering with the team. But if you did not get one of these booklets, we want to get it into your hand. And what it does is it shows, you know, the great things that have happened. Stuff like, you know, 20,000 people reached at some of our mission programs. It shows over 10,000 people got born again just this year. Is that a great number? Why? This church, 10,000 people got saved. And then, of course, it goes in, and I want you to take these home and pray about these and say, God, I thank you that you can't pay it all off, but everybody's gift won't be equal, but everybody who gives will give sacrificially, and we'll make this thing happen. On the back side of this, it also has this, you can tear it out and say, hey, I'm going to make a pledge over the next year or 2 years. Here's what I believe I can do if God helps me and puts a super on the natural. And as always, there's no pressure to do this. We're going to do it with you or without you. But we want to do it with you because we know when you give, God gives back to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaking together. And so for about 2 minutes now, what we're going to do is we're going to do offering just a little bit different. While you're preparing your gifts today and you're thinking, I want us to, nobody leaving just yet. It'll be a couple minutes and you'll be out. But what I want to do is for us to sing this song and think about God being worthy of it all as you prepare to give this Jesus offering in this special way today. God, we thank you for the opportunity to sow where we grow, where life change would come to other people. God, we declare that you are worthy of it all, and today we give to you sacrificially what belongs to you. In Jesus' name we pray, and everybody said amen and amen. Let's sing this together.